This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
One thing that film does especially well is capture the moment at which people become sort of the people that they are and not the children that they were. That is to say, coming of age as a journey. All the art forms sort of obsess about this moment of coming of age, whether paintings depicting sort of the childhood beauty or the young sort of maidens painted usually nakedly, or the historical sort of normally teenage boys seen in like the Porky's films of the 80s or Diner, and these are usually boys who are looking to sort of move from being virgins to becoming men, and this sort of Odysseus-like quest to find adulthood through sexuality is usually depicted in the journeys of males. What Diary of a Teenage Girl does is pretty impressive. It kind of is a genre-smashing film in that it takes the route of girls and really takes something that we've only seen men doing on film. Here, the R. Crumb-like graphic novel sort of world of San Francisco. As someone who lives in the heart of San Francisco now, I can tell you that they capture the city beautifully. And here we see a girl who's on a sexual journey as a 15-year-old, and it's graphic and unapologetic. She ends up having a sexual affair with her mother's boyfriend, and she does so willingly, interestingly, and complicatingly, and goes down different avenues as she kind of comes into her own sexual awareness and being, and the awareness of herself as a person, as an artist, as a complicated individual. This is a journey of the discovery of the self that has rarely been seen on film. It's an exciting moment. It's a revolutionary film, and in the Year of the Woman, what better film to cap it off?